Good morning.
Good morning.
Can we pray for each other for a few moments? Maria, Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This morning, I would like to lead you in a meditation as I promised yesterday. And I will leave some silences so that you can use your imagination and enter into the meditation.
然后大家可以用自己的想象力，然后做默想。
So we will invite the Holy Spirit to guide us in this prayer.
在这个祈祷中呢，我们也邀请天主圣神带领我们。
And after our meditation, I want to invite you to share in the small groups anything about your experience.
我们就是默想结束的时候呢，神父也就是邀请大家在小组里边分享，然后就是在这个默想的过程中，你的感受是什么？
Prayer is something that is very private and personal.
当然就是祈祷，这是一个非常个人化的事情。
And so we don't share everything about our prayer.
我们就说也不必要，就说你分享你祈祷，就说。
But it can help us to share something about our prayer.
那当然就说，这个我们说是分享呢，你可以就是分享一些另外的别的一些，就是和你祈祷有关系的。
Maybe it is part of your experience that went well, maybe something that you struggled with.
当然就是你的别的一些个生命的经验呢，或者是一些其他的。 说你有些东西比较挣扎的，或是比较纠结的东西。Maybe
you receive a little bit of insight, or you receive some spiritual consolation.
或者是说你接纳的这个，就是我们说叫神位啊，或者是说呢，你受到的一些个得到一些灵感。As
I mentioned a few days ago, sharing our faith is something that really strengthens us in our community with each other.
几天前神父就是前天了，神父也讲说，如果说我们在一个团体中能够彼此分享信仰的话，或是我们就信仰分享的话，这个就是在我们的团体生活中就是能够彼此强化或是坚固我们的信仰。
And so I am challenging you and encouraging you to take that risk to share your heart a little bit with each other.
那当然就是神父也愿意借着这个机会，就是说是鞭策大家，也鼓励大家，去分享在这个默想中的所得。Another
thing that you could share that's not as vulnerable is just to tell each other about your experience with this kind of meditation or Lectio Divina.
当然就是说也不是说完全就去分享说我们的这个软弱呀。 当然就是在这个我们说神圣阅读的这一部分，就是说你感受的和你的生命生活有关系的，你都可以跟你的就是小组成员分享。For
example, is this something completely new for you, or is this a way that you pray every day, or did you learn something from our discussions together?
那就是说分享的过程，就是你觉得在做这个神圣阅读的时候，有没有和你以往不同的经验？ 或者说呢和你其他的就是以往你祈祷的过程中有一些相似或者是类似的经验。
So the sharing will take place after the meditation, but I wanted to tell you so that you can think about it already.
当然就是我们是分享的时候，这个是需要一点时间的。当然我们做完默想之后，然后会给大家一点时间，就是什么时候做，神父会告诉大家。
And we will do our meditation with the passage from Mark's Gospel that I mentioned yesterday.
昨天神父已经给了大家就是这个圣经的章节，那就是今天我们要做默想的内容。
And I will read the whole passage in English, and then Sister can read the whole passage in Chinese.
神父给大家就是读整个的就是英文的部分，然后我呢给大家念就是慢慢的读中文的这一部分。那昨天就是马尔谷福音的章节，大家记着这个章节。
They know the passage.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Let's take just a moment in silence and invite the Holy Spirit to guide us.
那我们就是用一点时间，我们就是静默片刻，然后我们邀请天主圣神领导我们，引导我们。
This is a reading from the Gospel of Mark. They came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, he is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way.
They came to Jericho. 他们来到了耶利哥。耶稣和他的门徒及一大群人从耶利哥出来的时候，有一个瞎眼的乞丐，即提买的儿子巴尔提买坐在路旁。他一听说是拿撒勒人耶稣，就喊叫说：“耶稣达卫之子，可怜我吧！”有许多人就斥责他，叫他不要作声，但他越发喊叫说：“达卫之子，可怜我吧！”耶稣就站住说：“叫他过来。”人就叫那瞎子给他说：“放心，起来，他叫你呢。”瞎子就扔下自己的外衣，跳起来，走到耶稣跟前。耶稣对他说，你愿意我给你做什么？瞎子说，师父，叫我看见。耶稣对他说，去吧，你的信德救了你。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟着耶稣去了。
Imagine yourself as the blind beggar.
我们就是去想象一下， 那我们自己也是这个瞎眼的乞丐。
Try to place yourself inside of him.
我们也把自己就是你就放在这个人当中。
He is very weak.
他这个人就是非常的脆弱。
He sits in the same place every day, doing the same thing.
他每天就是坐在相同的位置，做同样的事，每天都做同样的事情。
People come and go.
那人们就是来来往往。
They ignore him. They walk past him.
没有人注意他，然后就是都是从他身边走过去了。
Sometimes it feels like this in our religious life.
有时候我们的修会生活也像也是如此。
We do the same thing every day.
我们每天都在重复着做相同的事情。
People come and go.
我们的修会的姐妹也是来来往往，出出进进的。
Many of them ignore us.
他们的很多人也忽视我们的存在。
The beggar feels his own weakness.
这个乞丐呢，他感觉到了他自己的软弱。
At this moment, try to feel your own weakness.
那这个时候呢，就是我们也感觉到，让我们自己去体会自己的在某些方面的软弱。
In what way do you feel blind?
在哪一种形式或说哪一种可能的我们自己的这个就是瞎眼或说我们的这种盲目。
Are you struggling because you cannot see the future?
我们也是不是就是在纠结或是挣扎因为我们看不到未来。
Do you feel blind because you cannot see into the hearts of others?
因为我们是不是也自己感觉到是一个瞎眼的人因为我们看不到别人的内心。
Do you feel blind because you cannot see the areas where you need to grow in your life?
我们是不是自己瞎眼？我们看不到自己就是应该成长的地方。
Do you feel blind because you cannot see your community with eyes of faith?
因为我们自己是不是也是瞎眼的人？因为我们不能用信德的眼光去看我们的团体。
What is the weakness that you feel?
什么样的软弱，或者说我们的软弱是什么样子的？
Let us try to feel this for a few moments in silence.
那我们就是说，用这样一种心境啊，去体会我们的软弱，我们在这个静默中去慢慢的体会。
Now let us think about the beggar again.
那我们就是再想想这个乞丐。
The beggar feels like an outcast.
这个乞丐他已经感觉到了自己是一个就是被遗弃的人。
There is a big crowd that comes with Jesus, and the beggar feels embarrassed.
这些群众们也都走向耶稣了。当这个乞丐
embarrassed,
ashamed.
因为所有的人就是都往耶稣那儿走的时候，那他一个人在那儿，他觉得自己就是，就是很就是很难于启齿啊，或者说很那个羞怯的，他没有这个胆量直接走向耶稣。
He knows that people avoid him.
他知道就是这些人们就是在躲着他。
And he feels that no one cares about him.
他也感觉到就是没有人就是在意他。
Try to let yourself feel that.
让我们自己就是说也用这种感受去体会一下我们自己。
Maybe you feel sometimes that your community does not care about you.
有时候我们会感觉到在团体中我们没有人去关爱我们。
Maybe you feel that your family does not care about you.
有时候我们可能也感觉到我们自己的家人啊，也不关注我们，或者不关爱我们。
Maybe you feel that your superior does not care about you.
我们会偶尔也会感觉到，就是我们的会长，他也并不在意我们。
Or maybe the parishioners or the priests that you work for.
就说你为这些个就是堂区的教友啊，或者是这个，这个堂区的神父也付出了很多，他们也没有对你有相应的这样一个回报。
Let us take a few moments in silence, just to feel, how the beggar feels not cared for.
就是我们也是用，片刻时间，就是静默一下，然后去，就是想一想。就是当时这个乞丐他的感受，或是说还有就是我们自己如果被人忽略或是没有被关爱的时候的这种感受。
Now the crowd is getting closer and is getting louder.
那现在就是那些个大批的群众啊，他们就是越走越近了，然后这个声音也越来越嘈杂。
Use your imagination to hear the crowd.
也是现在我们用自己的想象力去听听这些群众们。
There is a lot of excitement and people are talking loudly.
他们就是很激动啊，就是谈话的声音也很大。
Many people are coming now.
他就是很多人现在都来了。
You ask someone what is happening.
那你会在这个情境中，你会问说，这是发生什么事了？
And someone tells you that Jesus is coming.
那有些人就告诉你说，耶稣来了。
You have heard of Jesus.
你已经听说过了耶稣的名字。
They say that he is good and that he loves everyone.
然后他们说呢，说他很好，这是个好人，但是他也爱所有的人，他爱很的爱所有的人。
They say that he has power and he speaks words of hope.
他们也告诉你说，说他一个有权威呀，说他会给我们带来希望。
They say that he has healed many people.
他们也说说他治愈了很多的人。
And now it comes up in your heart that maybe he cares about you. Maybe he will help you.
那就是在你的心里就会想他会帮助你，然后他也会关爱你。
Yes, you start to believe.
那然后呢，你开始啊就相信这是真的。
Jesus cares about you. He wants to help you.
那耶稣基督他关爱我们，同时他也愿意帮助我们。
Let yourself feel the hope that comes with that.
让我们就是，怀有希望，走向他。
Let the hope that comes from Jesus' love.
让我们的希望就是来自于耶稣的爱。
Let it touch a painful place in your heart where you are hurting.
当假如我们就说被伤害了，那就让耶稣基督在这个时候来触碰我们受伤的地方。
Let it touch the place in your heart where you feel that no one cares.
也让耶稣在这个时候就是触碰我们心灵中去感受没有人去关爱我们的地方。
Let it touch a painful place that is ashamed and embarrassed.
也让耶稣基督去触碰我们那个感受，就是一个是就是很痛苦，同时呢也是感觉就是很羞愧的地方。
Jesus can help you.
因为耶稣可以帮助我们。
He loves you.
他爱我们。
He is powerful and he can help you.
他有权力，就是非常强有力的，他能够帮助我们。
And now you cry out to him.
然后现在呢，我们就是开始就是大声的向耶稣说。
Jesus, son of David, have pity on me.
也就是说，耶稣大卫之子，你可怜我吧。
But people tell you to stop.
然后就是这个群众中人们告诉你，你别说了，你别喊了。
The people tell you you are a problem.
然后人们也告诉你说，你看是你自己有问题。
You are irritating, and no one cares about you.
你这个就是老是那个气哄哄的样子，这个人们没人喜欢你这个样子。
They tell you to stop.
然后就告诉你说，你不要再喊了啊，不要再喊了。
And now you have to make a choice.
那现在就说你要开始做选择。
Will you listen to the people, or will you cry out to Jesus?
你是愿意听人们告诉你说不要喊了呢？你还是继续向耶稣喊呢？
Do you believe that Jesus is more important than the people who are resisting you?
你是不是认为就是说，耶稣比那些个就是拒绝你的人更重要呢？
Do you believe that Jesus will hear you and help you?
你相信耶稣会就是聆听你，同时也会治愈你吗？也会帮助你吗？
Let the hope start to rise up in your heart.
就是那些怀有这种希望，让你的心灵再，让你的这个心重新再热起来。
And you can cry out even more loudly.
你可以就是继续大声的喊。
Jesus, son of David, have pity on me.
耶稣大卫之子，你可怜我吧。
Now someone says to you, get up, take courage.Jesus is calling you.
那有人就会告诉你说你起来，你放心吧，你起来，耶稣现在叫你呢。
And you feel excitement in your heart. Jesus heard you.
你感觉就是在你内心里很激动，因为耶稣在叫你。
Jesus heard your cry and he wants to talk to you.
耶稣听到了你的呼喊，所以呢，他想和你谈话。
You feel your heart.Grow stronger with hope.
你的心灵就会感觉到，就是因为怀有希望，你的心里就变得更有力量了。
Even though you are blind, you get up and go to Jesus.
哪怕就是虽然说你看不见，但是呢，你还是走向了耶稣。
You stumble, you can hear people making noise.
就是你摇摇晃晃的，就是你这个时候呢，你还是能够听到这些人们的这个嘈杂的声音。
People are in your way.
这些人们就是也是在你走向耶稣的那个路上。
But you feel strength in your heart and you push through.
那当然就是在这个过程中，你的心灵就是会慢慢的会增加了一种力量。
You come to Jesus.
那你就走向了耶稣。
Can you feel his closeness to you?
那现在就是你能够感觉到耶稣和你很亲近吗？
He is standing right in front of you right now.
那他现在呢，就站在你的身旁。
What does he smell like?
然后你去闻闻耶稣，他是他就是现在站在你身旁，他有什么味道啊？
You cannot see him, but you know he is there.
因为你不能看到，但是呢，你知道他已经在你身边了。
He reaches out to touch you.
然后他伸出手来，开始触摸你。
You feel his touch.
然后你能感觉到就是被耶稣的触碰。
How does it feel?
你的感觉是什么样子的？
You sense his power and his love.
你感觉到了耶稣的力量，也感觉到了耶稣的爱。
He is peaceful and confident.
他是非常的平和的。
Confident?
非常的有信心的。
And he is completely focused on you.
他的注意力完全都集中在你身上。
Everything else disappears and you are there with Jesus.
那其他的事情，其他的东西全都消散了，只有耶稣和你在一起。
The noise of the crowd fades away.
那就说这个群众，他们就是那种的嘈杂的声音也都没有了。
Only Jesus is there for you now.
那现在的这个情景就只有你和耶稣在一起。
And now he says in a gentle voice.
那他用温和的话语对你说。
What do you want me to do for you?
你希望或是你想让我为你做什么呢？
Can you sense his mercy?
你可以感受到他的慈爱吗？
Can you hear how much he loves you personally?
你可以感受到他是多么的爱你吗？
He asks this question just to you.
他问的这些问题是完全为你的。
What do you want me to do for you?
就是你想我为你做什么呢？
You know that he can do anything.
你知道耶稣能做所有的事情。
And you know that he really wants to answer your deepest need.
当然你也知道耶稣愿意就是回答你的深层次的需要。
And he asks you, what do you want me to do for you?
然后他还继续问你，我能为你做什么呢？
What do you tell him?
然后你告诉耶稣什么？
Search your heart.
然后你去就是寻找你内心的声音。
And we'll take just a few moments in silence so that you can speak to Jesus and let him speak to you.
那我们就是这个时间呢，也是用静默一会儿，然后我们就是去聆听，在这个时候耶稣对我们讲什么呢？
And let's finish by praying together.
那我们这个阶段的这个不是默想的暂时结束，然后我们又祈祷。
我们的丹夫，
愿你的天平上行，愿你的和合爱运，愿你的旨意复行在人间，如同在天上。求你今天赏给我们日用的食粮，求你宽恕我们的罪过，如同我们宽恕别人一样，不要让我们陷于诱惑，但救我们免于凶恶。
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it for session. We just stop.
Yeah. Let's take a short break and then come back together in our small groups and share a little bit about our experience.
那我们就先休息一会儿，休息一会儿之后回来呢，我们在小组里，大家我们就是分享一下。我们刚才就是个默想的过程中的那个感受。
So,
10 minutes or
10 minutes.
10分钟吧。